So Spain has approved plans to become the first European country to introduce unlimited paid menstrual leave in the workplace. So this is the draft law at the stage. Would let women suffering severe period pain to take time off as long as they can provide a doctor's note. So, of course, the inevitable question comes up, should we be looking at something similar here? Danica Rebel is the co-founder and CEO of the Period Place charity. And is with us. Very good morning to you.
Morena. Thanks for having me.
The whole pleasure. The whole working environment thing seems to me to be tipped on its head post-COVID, doesn't it? I mean, you've got this, you've got unlimited leave, you've got working from home, and so it goes.
Absolutely. And I think that it's an interesting debate, and it's one that I think it's well past time to have. You know, there's a lot of people in the pro camp and a lot of people in the con camp, and you don't necessarily have to have a period to sit on either side of those. But I think it depends, you know, what lens are we looking at this debate through? Are we looking at it through an equality lens, which is where a person or a group is given the same resources and opportunities, or an equity lens, which understands that different people have different needs, and so the resources and opportunities need to be offered differently so that an equal outcome is created.
If you were the queen of the world, would you do it here tomorrow?
If I was the queen of the world, I absolutely would bring it up for discussion. I think that it needs to be discussed at a level in workplaces between HR teams and their employees and team members, and discussed at a policy level as well. What I like about the proposed bill in Spain is that, you know, it is paid for by the government, not the employer. That a doctor from the public system has to sign off the sick day. And, you know, we need to understand that not every girl or woman or person who gets a period has pain that's intense enough to need time off. But if they do, should we not be supporting them?
Isn't that the issue? Because say you are a woman who does need time off, do you then not second guess yourself going, oh God, I'm that woman, and while all the other women at work carrying on, it's promotion, it's pay, it's how you're perceived, isn't it?
It can be. I think that there's a couple of solutions that could be looked at. There could be increasing the number of sick days for everybody to include, you know, the variety of chronic illnesses that are out there. It could be menstrual leave on top of sick leave is granted, similar to Spain, when it's signed off by a diagnosed health professional, which does make it difficult in a country like Aotearoa when, endometriosis, for example, takes on average 8.5 years to diagnose. Right. So it's a long time to wait for your doctor's certificate. But another solution could be the ability for employees to work from home instead of, having to drag yourself into the office with fevers, migraines and diarrhea from your period.
Do you think we're ready for this?
I absolutely think we're ready for this for two reasons. One, we're quite a, democratic and progressive country that believes in, the health benefits of breastfeeding babies where possible. And we've supported working parents with facilities to do that in workplaces and public spaces. And I don't see us talking about this topic as anything else than, everybody cottoning on to the fact that humans are complex with different needs. And I think that, not doing something because somebody in the future may or may not abuse it is not a reason not to do it. I think the types of people that would potentially abuse something like this are the types of people who aren't performing very well in their role anyway. Yeah. This isn't going to be the first thing that they do. So I think it's absolutely critical for us to be discussing these things. And, when we're reading in the newspapers every 5 minutes that, people, now that the borders are open, are going to be leaving the country for higher pay and better conditions, I think that it's something that, employers and organisations and government should be talking about as a potential offering.
Nicely articulated. Well done, Danica. Appreciate it very much. Danica Revel, who's the co-founder and CEO of the Period Place.